The Business Hour on OFM.
It's a brand new week of The Business Hour on OFM, the sound of your life. I am Olebogeng Motse. Now, tonight, we are going to be speaking about the role that regulatory bodies play, specifically in the accounting profession, a profession that has been marred by one or two scandals in recent years. Now, to explain the role of a regulatory body, we're sitting down with the South African Institute of Professional Accountants, SIPA's executive responsible for education and training at the Institute, Professor Rashid Small. Here's that conversation. Professor, why is it so important for an accountant to belong to a professional body or accountancy organization? And what are some of the benefits of joining a SIPA, a SAICA, etc.?
I think the first benefit is associated with regulation. Now, the profession is regulated in two manners. One is it's regulated from a statutory perspective, which means the government will appoint a statutory regulator, which means in that case, they have the power similar to what the government has for any of its other departments to ensure the profession is conducted in the manner as expected. And the only one in South Africa at the moment is the IRBA, which is for registered auditors. But there's also a move on to say they want to expand it to the entire profession. But if you're not a statutory professional body, you then have self-regulation. And the onus is then placed on the professional body to monitor their members to ensure that they fulfill their primary objective, which is to serve the interests of the public. So the benefits of belonging to a professional body, one is that it gives the public the assurance that the professional whom they are using to render services or do work for them will do so because they are competent in terms of meeting the proficiency standards for the profession. Secondly, also, it also ensures that anyone who holds a professional designation meets the minimum criteria in terms of the technical knowledge, the applied or practical knowledge, and also their professional and ethical conduct. So it's a means of ensuring that the members can go out there and hold the status given to a professional within the accountancy profession. And the reason for that is because the work that they do provide a certain level of assurance to the users of the financial statements that they can use that information so that they can make informed economic and business decisions.
The accountancy profession has been hit by, you know, one or two scandals, you know, in recent years. What are your thoughts on some of those issues?
I think if you look at a lot of those issues which has happened was because of non-compliance of those professionals who are rendering the services which has tarnished the profession. Now, what SIPA has done to ensure that that is won't happen because of the lack of ethical behavior by its members, and many other bodies have done the same, is to ensure that we're now doing what we call an inspection and review of our members to ensure that they are delivering quality work in terms of what they are rendering. But I think the biggest problem that from our side which we see is how do we regain the trust? And we are putting in significant efforts to conscientize our members and also the accountancy profession in general as a means of regaining the trust of the public. We have now gone to say that we must re-look at the ethical behavior of the members within the profession, but also to ensure that they are serving the public interest and they're not compromising with financial rewards and their clients' interest.
Any closing thoughts, any parting shots for the public and for members of your body?
Yes, I think my closing thoughts are that ethical behavior and conduct of members within the profession will always be under the microscope, especially now with the use of technology and also the expectations of the public and clients to expect a higher level of service delivery, not only in terms of presenting reports, but adding value to the business, to the community, and to the country's economy at large.
That was my conversation with Professor Rashid Small. He's executive responsible for education and training at the South African Institute of Professional Accountants, known as SIPA. He was making a distinction between the statutory regulatory bodies that exist and are put together by government and the self-regulatory body that exists within the accounting profession. He also went on to say that, you know, the profession has been marred by scandals and they are in the midst of trying to regain the public's trust following these scandals and are doing so via reviewing their members' ethical behavior. Now, if you missed that conversation, you can catch it on the business blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour on OFM.